Questions 5 to 7.
OK, can you get out your notes about the case studies now? Helen, can you start? Summarise the dream and give us your interpretation. And please challenge each other's views. Raise your own ideas.
Right, this dream is about climbing. A small group of people is trying to reach the top of a mountain. They're nearly at the summit, but the dreamer gets separated from the others when the mist comes down. He stumbles around for a bit and then goes back down to the bottom where the sun comes out, and he finds himself in the middle of a field of enormous white flowers.
A happy ending, then?
Not so sure. As I see it, getting split up from the rest of the party could be seen as exclusion, but it's his own decision to retrace his steps, isn't it? Then he's surrounded by the flowers, which could mean that there's pressure on him to conform, but I think he rejects that.
Yeah, but the flower is basically a thing of beauty, a positive symbol. I think he's back in a comfort zone.
Okay. Thanks, Helen. Carla, let's hear yours next.
Well, it's the face in the mirror dream. A woman looks into a mirror and sees a different face staring back at her. She's youthful and confident, but it's not a younger version of herself, it's another person. She starts rubbing at the glass and the face is still there, laughing now. This is a crisis of identity. The dreamer may have experienced some problems recently, or could be full of regrets about her own life. The face in the mirror is young and happy. Well, this could represent envy of others, perhaps.
And you all agree with that?
Well, mightn't it be something to do with a dual life? You know, presenting a different, more outgoing face to the outside world.
Good. OK, Jason, let's hear you now.
I'm afraid I haven't done it.
Typical.